Welcome back to Daily Boost, Tips for a Better Life, the podcast where small changes lead to big results. I'm your host, and today, we are diving into a habit that nearly all of us are guilty of, checking our phones the moment we wake up. Sounds harmless, right? But what if I told you this one habit could be draining your focus, hijacking your emotions, and setting the tone for a chaotic day? Let's talk about why resisting your phone in the morning can be one of the healthiest choices you make, and how to do it. The moment you wake up, your mind is in a state of transition, from deep sleep to wakefulness. This period is called the theta state, and it's when your brain is most open to suggestion. Think of it like soft clay, easily shaped. So what happens when the first thing you feed your brain is a barrage of notifications? Emails, news alerts, missed calls, social media likes, or worse, bad news. You're telling your brain, be on high alert. You're already behind. Here's a bunch of problems to solve, right now. And suddenly, instead of starting the day grounded and focused, you're stressed, reactive, and overwhelmed. In fact, studies show that early exposure to screens, especially social media or emails, is linked to increased anxiety, lower productivity, and reduced focus throughout the day. Let's be honest, checking your phone is a habit deeply wired into your morning routine. For many, it even is the morning routine. That's not your fault entirely. Smartphones are designed to grab your attention. The bright colors, the instant notifications, the dopamine rush of seeing a message or like, it's all part of a psychological loop. But here's the catch, this loop teaches your brain to seek external stimulation the moment you open your eyes. That means your thoughts and emotions are being guided by whatever shows up on your screen, not by your own intentions. Imagine this, you wake up. You breathe. You stretch. You drink water. Maybe you write in your journal or sit in silence. You decide what you want from the day before the world tells you what it wants from you. This is what happens when you avoid your phone for even the first 30 minutes of the day. Improved clarity and focus, more positive mood throughout the morning, greater sense of control over your time, a stronger connection to your own goals and intentions. It's a simple shift that gives your mind room to wake up and ease into the day. Without being pulled in 10 directions right away, you don't have to throw your phone in a drawer or move to the mountains. Here are some realistic tips to reduce morning screen time. Use a real alarm clock. Stop using your phone as your wake-up tool. It's the fastest way to scroll before your feet hit the floor. Set a phone curfew. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb or Airplane mode before bed and leave it that way for at least 30 minutes after you wake up. Create a wake-up routine you enjoy. If your first instinct is to grab your phone because you're bored or need stimulation, fill that time with something you look forward to, light stretching, morning journaling, playing music, stepping outside. Designate a phone zone. Charge your phone outside the bedroom, in the kitchen, or even in the bathroom. Out of sight, out of mind really does work. Set screen goals, not restrictions. Instead of saying, I can't look at my phone, try, I get to start my day without it. It's not punishment, it's a reward. Here's your daily boost challenge. For the next 3 mornings, don't check your phone for the first 30 minutes after you wake up. Use that time to breathe, stretch, hydrate, or simply be. Pay attention to how your mind feels. Is it calmer? Are your thoughts clearer? Do you feel more in control? These small wins build powerful momentum. You might find that your whole day flows better, all because you took 30 minutes back from your phone. You deserve a peaceful start to your day. Your thoughts, your intentions, and your well-being matter more than any email or news headline waiting on your lock screen. Thanks for joining me on Daily Boost, Tips for a Better Life. If you found today's episode helpful, share it with someone you know who could use a phone-free morning. And don't forget to follow the podcast for more bite-sized tips to brighten your day, one habit at a time. Until next time, start strong, stay centered, and take care of you.